Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning on October the 10th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we will be streaming live, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. I see people in here already. Good morning, Sun Gold. I hope you're having a great day. You're such a pleasant person. Speaking of pleasant people, well, we still have Bad Bob here. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
What's the weather?
Well, we had a light overcast this morning. Those clouds are going to give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon. High should be around 83, overnight low 52. Great sleeping weather. And tomorrow's high more the same, 83 under mostly sunny skies. Currently in Redding, it is 59. And the weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. Hey, got a phone call from R.C. Anselmo, and I heard it also on Channel 7 today. He called me last night and said that they're locked in this Sicilian death match with the county. Well, at the federal court, and one of the things the county had said is that Mr. Anselmo had breached confidentiality, the confidentiality agreements. Well, R.C. said, I never signed that. Well, that's what the court said, too. He never breached it because how can you breach something that you never agreed to? The rest of the arguments are being looked at and should be out in a couple of days. So we'll find out. It's the second time the county has gone to the federal court. First time it was kicked back. Now they went back again. They've added some things. On the first ruling was wholly in Anselmo's favor. It will be interesting to see what happens here in the next couple of days. But speaking of Anselmo's, head on out there on Thursday night. Pizza. Great write-up by Mark Beecham about how great they are. And, of course, music and just a great time Friday and Saturday. Anselmo Vineyards. Great wine, great food, great people out there. Okay, on our show today, we're going to be having Ms. Isaac Lowe, who's going to be talking about the NAACP and race relations here in the North State. But we're going to be starting about quarter after with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, who's running for Senate. He's going to come on. He's got some comments, especially since Assemblyman Dan Lowe just dropped out of the race. Today, I'll be at the Bella Vista Preschool for that reading program. We're going to be there, and I'll be one of the readers out there at the Bella Vista Preschool, which is probably about the level I can read at. All right. Okay. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Sondack, for our Wells Fargo Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 46 points at 13,427. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1439, while the NASDAQ Composite's unchanged at 3,065. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 96 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down a penny at $9.20. Yum Brands up $5.14 at $70.85. Alcoa's down 28 cents at $8.85. And Chevron down $3.55 at $113.81. Of local interest, PG&E down 11 cents at $42.94. North Valley Bank up 16 cents at $14 even. And Bank of Commerce up 2 cents at $4.55. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.74%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 30 cents a barrel at $92.09. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $1.86 an ounce at $17.61.79, while silver's up 17 cents at $34.01. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris Lasondak, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06. And you may go visit the Wells Fargo Advisors. Of course, you should go down and visit and find out what's going on. They're down on Park Marina Drive. Or give them a call at 243-7561. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a break. But while we're getting ready to take that break, I'm giving away two tickets to the Shasta College great comedy play out there called Lemons. I'm going to give away two tickets to the first person who calls, 605-4567. So give us a call during the break. Give us a call, and you'll get two tickets to the Shasta College and Lemons. It's October 11th, 13th, 18th, and the 20th. And again, on the 14th, that's a matinee at 2 p.m. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Ah, oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Lee Nurse Practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
There's a new car dealership in Shasta County, and it only sells lemons. That dealership has its grand opening on the Shasta College Theater stage, October 11th to the 20th. Don't just get mad. Find out how to get even with that salesman that sold you that lemon. Lemons is a hilarious adult comedy by Kent Broadhurst. For performance times and ticket information, go to shastacollege.edu/theater or get your tickets at the box office before each performance of Lemons.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Linda's on assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, it's getting cold out there. It's 50 degrees and it's going to be getting cold. So you want that coffee, and it's great prices. Great, you know, it's like 20 ounces for $3. You can't be that. Special blends, the whole thing. Best tobacco prices in town. Finest walk-in humidor. They have supported this community in 100,000 different ways, Joe and Shelley have, for over 30 years. Veterans get discounts. Everybody's treated politely there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're expecting Assemblyman Nielsen's phone call any minute here. He was here, called earlier, but we had to get all this kind of the house cleaning stuff out. Let's get into some quick things here. The State Department says the White House misspoke on Libya. The State Department never linked the film, you know, that stupid film everybody's trying to blame it on, that the our UN a United Nations representative was saying that was the cause of it, instead for like six times. They never linked, the State Department never linked the film to the attack. In fact, security concerns were overridden by the State Department, of the security people that were there. Obviously, the White House, in their comments, that it was a group of people that just got out of control, had no idea what was going on, or they were trying to spin it, or, which is what I truly believe, it just didn't come up on the teleprompter correctly. They were looking at something from a different day. But this is a huge thing. The fact is that the White House was saying all this stuff, and the State Department's initial queries. Now, these weren't the politicians in the State Department. These are just people that worked these, or worked the security, said, hey, this is wrong. Not only that, there had been several attacks in Libya, and they had enough information to say, you shouldn't have sent this guy out to, you know, and act like this is just normal relations. It's not. They're trying to kill us out here. And unfortunately, the White House and Hillary Clinton refused to listen to that. All right. Higher gas prices. Why? Cost of oil? The cost of oil is down. How about this? Taxes on, and we're talking about California, it's high across the nation. But California, we're setting a new record every day. Now, what Governor Brown did do was he released the winter gas early. You know, frankly, until today, or the other day we were looking at it. I didn't know we had winter gas. You have winter gas and summer gas. Anyway, he's releasing winter gas, which I guess is easier to make. Anyway, we have special gas prices for California. We have refineries shut down. We've got pipelines that are corrosive. All this stuff because we can't build another refinery in California. Why is that, Bad Bob? Just one word.
Politics.
I'd say environmentalist. Okay.
Same thing.
So what goes up? Besides the price of gas, what goes up? You know what? The other day, you know, something that Dick Dickerson said, you know, and so did Francie Sullivan and Misty said, our tax revenues are up. That's good. Well, I think it's because, as some people said, the cost of gas is up. The cost of gas is up. It means the tax revenues are up. Anyway, the other things that are up, food, that costs more because you have to get it in here. You have to grow it. Any type of goods that travel over the road, that price just went up. And why is this? It's because of poor decisions from our politicians. It's the same politicians that want to get you this train to nowhere and build tunnels in the middle of the, you know, the Delta. And they also want you to vote yes on Prop 30 to give higher taxes. Now, we had a rally out there. We, being people from Reading, had a rally about, oh, we need this for our education. We need this for our education. You know, they just keep cutting education. Well, they are the ones, the Democrats, are the ones that keep cutting the education. They're in charge. And trust me, if it was Republicans, I'd be saying this. The Republicans, they keep cutting. No, it's the Democrats. But here's the thing. They say, oh, the money goes to the schools. Wrong. It can go to the schools, but it also goes to other programs, and they politicians get their fingers into this green crack. And they overdose again. It doesn't mean the money goes all to education. So this Prop 30, don't be fooled for it. Vote no. Tell them to balance the budget. Tell them to come up with something that shows us that they are actually really trying to save money, do away with superfluous programs, cut back on the commissions, take money away from people here illegally. You know what? And then go back and look at our California Education Department. Take a look at the unions. And, well, not even unions. Don't take a look at that. Look at the management. Don't look at the teachers. Look at the management. How many people do we have? Is it true that we've got, for every one person teaching, there's like an administrator of some kind? Just as an example, how many superintendents do we have in Shasta County? The last time I went over to see, to visit Tom Armolino, great guy, and the board over there, they had all the photos of supervisors up. I think I counted 20. Or superintendents. 20. What are they? 20? This is Shasta County.
And you even make a noise about consolidating or eliminating one district, and you will have residents chasing you with pitchforks.
I think they are. I think they're doing it. But still, now how much do they get paid? I mean, does a superintendent, because, hey, I'm a superintendent, does it get paid $100,000? I mean, I don't know. But the thing is why do we have so many? This is Shasta County. what, we have 190,000 people in Shasta County?
Something like that.
20 superintendents? 8,000 school districts? I'm not sure. Of course not. But the thing is, on Proposition 30, raising taxes on somebody, again, we're class warfaring it, but then it's raising the sales tax on everybody because of what? Because of this, because we need money for schools, but the money's not going to go to schools. All right, we're going to take a break. We have Simmerman Jim Nielsen with us, and as soon as we get back from our break, we'll get right down to talking to Simmerman Nielsen. He's running for, of course, the state senate, California State Senate, and we're going to talk to him about some of the things going on down there. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Mark the date. It's off the leash when KRCR-TV and Enjoy Magazine present the Hot Dog Fashion Show and Brunch Saturday, November 10th at the Holiday Inn. And it's all for the animals at Haven Humane Society. Watch some of our area's most popular celebrities take to the runway, wearing this season's fashions accompanied by their favorite pooch. Remember the Hot Dog Fashion Show and Brunch Saturday, November 10th at the Holiday Inn. Get your tickets at Haven Humane Society, enjoy the store, or call 241-5262.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 7:24 in the morning. It is October the 10th, and our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Free Fire Radio. A beautiful Northern California day. A little bit unseasonably cool, slowing down the rice harvest a bit.
Well, I tell you what, we needed a little bit of a break from here. we went from 104 to 50, so we're kind of like trying to get ready for that.
I'm okay with that weather change.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Dan Logue dropping out of the race. Huge impact?
Well, you know, he's still running for the state assembly. Dropped out of the Senate race, and, you know, that's I wish Dan well. I surely hope he bounces back from this gout malady and the kidney situation, and I'm sure he will. He's under good doctor's care. So we're just moving ahead. Nothing changed for me at all. Full speed ahead.
Yeah, you're running. You still got three opponents out there. Three toughies.
Out there, so yeah. You don't take anything for granted, and we're full speed ahead, and all campaign activities are on go.
Okay. The latest here with Governor, you know, the latest on gas, Jim, with the cost of gas, is that we're setting a new record every day on how expensive gas here is in California. Is there, you know, the governor just said, hey, okay, we're going to use the winter gas now instead of waiting another 20 days. Good decision on his part, or, you know, how have we gotten into this?
Well, it's a decision. You know, a couple of days ago, we are the leaders of the battle to stop this terrible public safety dump of inmates and parolees. We had a press conference at the Capitol. And just before our press conference, the governor had made his announcement about the fall blend in, you know. So I was asked by a reporter after our press conference, well, what did I think? And I said, too little, too late. You know, will this help a little bit? Yeah, a little bit. But it's not the problem. The problem is the Air Resources Control Board and the other agencies that are absolutely oppressive in California and have driven up the cost of gas. The refineries, for example, they have some problems, fires, okay? Well, in no small part, those could be due to the fact that the agencies of government do not get them the permitting to upgrade what they need to do with their facilities. Most assuredly, it does mean that refinery capacity has been curtailed here in California over decades because of overregulation. I said, where are we going to go on offshore oil drilling? And when the governor was asked that question, he kind of equivocated. In fact, he just flat out equivocated. Well, I've changed the people in the gas and oil branch of government, and, you know, it'll get better. And, well, no, it isn't going to get better. This is all about expanding our supplies of energy for our future. It's the same with water. We cannot share the scarcity and get into the future for our children and grandchildren. So this will help a few pennies, but it's a Pyrrhic attempt. It is not getting at the problem of what's driving gas prices in California and in America.
Well, North Dakota just took over as the second largest producer in the United States to go from California. Maybe even dropped to fourth. And yet here we are with the oil, but yet we can't seem to do anything with it because nobody lets us build a new refinery.
That's the whole point. Carl, absolutely. So, you know, if it's a half-hearted attempt, it's not even that. It makes some nice news, makes everybody feel comfortable, but if the gas prices come down with this, they'll only come down a little bit. Uh-huh. And most assuredly, that's not the sustaining answer by any stretch of the imagination. And what I fear, what's coming down the pike, and I offered this with cap and trade, that's going to become descending upon us. I believe that there's going to be some real abuses. Then the answer will be a new agency to oversee cap and trade, costing multi-millions of dollars of new regulation to foul that up even more than it already is. I believe that's going to certainly not help our gas prices in California. And unequivocally, if no one can debate this, the Air Resources Board has been a major contributing factor, as well as the local APCDs, the local water boards, everything.
Well, we've just got something else that just happened to us here a couple of days ago. The Air Resources Board dropped in to explain their proposed new standards for the diesel engines that run off-road equipment. They're putting people out of business, Jim. They're putting people out of business.
You're driving the trucks out of California. You can't afford to run the darn things anymore. But it's not just the trucks. It's small business of every kind.
Right.
Are getting the regulators knocking on their doors. And arbitrary, capricious, well, you have to do this. Well, we don't care what it costs you. Just do it. And on the diesel retrofit, one of my biggest concerns about that is, you know, every time there's some new cockamamie idea from the Air Board or something you can put on your trucks to retrofit and make it better, then they're going to demand it. So you just put $500,000 into new equipment and upgrading your diesel engines, and next week you have to do it again. Well, next year, it wouldn't be next week.
No, but it would be next year, and that's the problem. Hey, Jim, we've got to take a break here in a few seconds. When we come back, you said you just had some things on realignment. Or at least we're starting to take some steps forward here, but I understand is that there may be more prisoners being released because it's not exactly working correctly.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be right back. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're back after the news here.
Fox Business Network stocks are swinging between gains and losses this morning, heading into the swing of earnings season. The kickoff was mixed, with Alcoa warning of slowing aluminum consumption, while Yum Brands raised its outlook. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 45 points. Shares of Avnet are tumbling to a 52-week low on a weaker-than-expected first-quarter outlook. The electronic parts and computer products distributor blames the impact of delayed IT projects on its hardware distribution operations. The company is also seeing a significant slowdown in sales in the Americas for its chip distribution operation. Fewer Americans filed paperwork for home mortgages last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says its index of mortgage application activity fell 1.2% from the prior week. And the 86th annual Neiman Marcus Christmas book catalog is out, with plenty of outlandishly opulent things to buy. This year's catalog includes a $1 million pair of watches and a $100,000 luxury hen house. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf, and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:35 in the morning. Linda's on assignment. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Yeah, I got to ask yourself a couple questions when you're going to be doing business, because it's getting to be cold, so you want to have those propane guys out there. But Shasta Gas Propane asks you to think of two things. Are the prices competitive for what you're getting? Full service, reliability, and flexibility. And does the company that you're using offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? Well, Shasta Propane Gas does. And they treat their customers as family. So give them a call at 530-365-3793. Their customers are warm friends, if you get what I mean. Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And Jim, good morning. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
There was a question before we got off the got off the gas thing, is why do we need a summer blend and a winter blend? Why not just one blend?
Well, as I understand it, the weather changes. There's difference in the gas, and you can tolerate in the wintertime a little different levels. I'm trying to think of the
well,
term.
You know, I'm thinking of
remember, right?
Yeah. It's
a move by the air board to clean up the air, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting. I had a good friend last night give me a good lecture on it, knew about it, and I slept on it and forgot it.
Well, I think it probably has something to do with the carbon or whatever it is inside the gas, but it seems like not that big a deal that we wouldn't have to be paying extra money or less money for different types of gas. We're already up to our neck in gas prices as it is.
Well, I don't question that it may be helpful. The Air Board may have determined that, but is it that necessary? I would argue that it may not be, but that begs the issue. That does not do anything about the price of gas except drive it up.
Yeah.
You know, all these interferences with the regulatory authorities. It's awful.
And then with the air quality boards, they can start doing so. I just see here in the future that it's just going, I don't see, I mean, I can just see it getting worse. You need a new converter on your diesel engine here, or a new something on your
diesel
engine.
Well, how about the 2 years ago, no, 4 years ago, they were actively pursuing the idea of clean cars, meaning that it would be required that all cars had to have tinted windows and had to be a light color.
Oh, well.
That was the idea of a graduate student at UC Berkeley. I was informed. I have facetiously said that I don't want our lives regulated by the brilliant ideas of a master's thesis at some university, and it's costing us millions and billions of dollars, and by golly, here we are, clean cars.
Here we are. Okay, did I read some places that the state may not be releasing enough prisoners?
Well, let's just say that there is a proposal to release even more by the courts that we have not done enough yet. And the administration is going to petition for some changes, but they're not going to fix our problem. What I have called for, and many of us did, and Senator Lamont and I were a part of the press conference with the crime victims, including direct victims of the AB 109ers, one a very seriously injured young lady from Stockton, and now in a wheelchair and permanently disabled because her methamphetamine crazed boyfriend, who got out of dual vocational institute early, shot her in the head. It's a mess. The U.S. courts and the federal courts did not say let everybody out. It said fix prison health care. And overcrowding is a big factor. There are many solutions to that I have been espousing literally for years. Maybe we can get around to doing it now, but the response of government is what I call the Pontius Pilate theory. Wash your hands. Dump it all on local government, along with all the lawsuits, and walk away. And that's what the state has done. What needs to be happening is a repeal and drastic modification of this AB 109, redo it in a way that ensures justice and public safety. I mentioned yesterday, without any exaggeration, that this, never before in the history of California, has California's legislature and governor unleashed a crime wave of this magnitude. It is the worst law ever passed, I argue, by the legislature, because this law has directly and will directly relate in hundreds of thousands of us being victims. Some have already been killed. That is intolerable. And if it's got to be changed, then I've asked for a special session of the legislature to be called to address this issue immediately and resubmit a whole new plan to the federal courts about how we will deal with prison overcrowding, including don't be bringing the inmates back from other states. We're overcrowded, and now we're going to bring more back, up to 11,000 back.
What?
600 are already back.
Is that new?
Well, no, that's been proposed for some time. As I say, 600 are already brought back.
So we're turning people loose now. We're importing them. I mean, is it because they're what? They're residents of California?
Well, there are a lot of reasons why they're being brought back, but mostly probably to make sure that we don't save any money in the prisons. To be honest with you, I handed out the day before yesterday to all the press our budget committee analysis that shows realignment has not saved any money in the Department of Corrections. We're spending even more.
Well, we were spending $50,000 a year already on all these prisoners, and so we're still spending that much?
Well, we're spending more, even with now some, I guess it's a little upwards of $20,000 on the way to $38,000 out in our community instead of being in custody.
No.
And when they are in our community, they're not being supervised really to any degree, and worst of all, they're not facing any consequences, at best diminished consequences, for continuing to victimize us. That's the disaster that our legislature and our governor has dumped on all of California.
Okay. Well, look, we got to take a break because now I want to talk about the next disaster that's facing us, if you don't mind. I mean, I hate to keep talking disaster. So toward the end of this,
We'll
find something good. You know, I'm afraid to even ask about the veterans home and all that stuff. But when we come back, these two propositions about raising taxes, a group out and in support of Proposition 30, saying it's going to help education, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's Proposition 38. They're dueling tax raises propositions out there. And I'd like to talk about those just for a second when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. It is 7:42 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567 if you have a question for the Assemblyman. We'll be right back.
Kenny. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappell, candidate for supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappell, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Hey, go on down to Redding Crown Motors, where your friends are going to make great deals for you for that Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram. They're your friends. They keep the, you know, they take pride in selling the perfect car, truck, or SUV, either previously owned or brand new. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Our friends down at Crown Motors. It's a big buy. Do it with friends. Do it with friends that will help you with this whole experience. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And Jim, we've had, dueling tax propositions here. Here's the first time that I can remember is that on the, for us to vote on is a way to take money from our pocket like this.
I'm struck by the irony myself. Dueling tax increases. My tax increase is better than your tax increase.
Yeah. And
folks, neither one of them are any good. Both deserve to go down to resounding defeat. All they do is fund a broken budget process, and will increase spending. This money, even if it's passed, the $45 billion in Governor Brown's tax increase, will only restore all of the prudence that crept in grudgingly into the budget over the last 4 years, and only because a few of us stood strong and said, no, we're not going to increase spending. No, we're not going to increase taxes. We're going to change some things. A few minor things have been changed, and now that will all be restored, and then we'll pile it up on top of it. And here's the best indication, folks, you have. The last week of session, the week before the last week of session, the Appropriations Committee of the Assembly on which I sit, considered 300 spending bills in this year, 300. Between the Senate and the Assembly Appropriations Committees that day, they both passed out a little under $4 billion worth of new spending. So, if you give them the taxes, it will be spent. And we will not get out of the woods at all, and there will be no tough scrutiny of the budget and getting it fixed. There will be no spending cap. There will be no reserve. There will be just more spending.
Well, you know, the thing that I find so amusing is that, oh, it's going to be on people that make over $250,000 a year. Oh, also the sales tax. Well, the sales tax hits the lower, you know, lower income people and middle income people a lot more than it does people that are making a million or two a year. So,
well,
and then,
yeah, and excuse me.
I was just going to say, is they're saying it's going to help education. But that money doesn't just, you know, it goes in general fund. It doesn't just go to education. You know, it's ridiculous.
Our Republican plan that we devised in the State Assembly Budget Committee, I'm the vice chairman, the last 2 years we have provided more funding than the governor or the Democrats in the legislature for K-12 and higher education than they had themselves proposed without a tax increase. We showed them a pathway. It can be done. And look at the cynicism. You know, this is just, it's beyond cynicism. The trigger that will invoke the cuts if the tax increase does not pass. That was purposely written to hit education. 98% of it is going to be on education. If there is a cut, why should it all go to education? Because that is a clear threat that would get the public's attention and dispose them to vote for the tax increases. That is cynical politics. That is not good policy.
I thought that another word for that was extortion.
Well, you used the word. I tried to be a little more cautious, but
That's what it is. It's extortion. Hey, we're going to take away your kids' teachers, and they won't be able to go to school except for 2 days a year if you don't give us this extra money to spend for people that are here illegally and for trains that go nowhere.
Yes, sir, Carl. In 1978, there was the same hue and cry, the sky is falling, when Proposition 13 was on the ballot. Guess what? It didn't fall. But there was a difference. In that year, there was $1.5 billion surplus of money around to cushion the fall. Today, there is no surplus around to cushion the fall. And the state has already fallen. But you cannot fix our budget in the future by funding what's broken and raising taxes to spend more money.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back. Jim, I'd like to talk about two more things. And see if you can get happiness out of any of this. But the veterans' home, the latest that you've heard on the veterans' homes, if there's been any change, and the water wars here, being able to keep our water and the people that have the water rights, being able to keep those rights.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Where it began.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Bad Bob was on the phone. That's why we didn't get any bump music that time. 7:55 in the morning, October the 10th, 605-4567 is our phone number. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning again, Jim.
Let's keep going.
Okay, I've got a phone call from Sally. Sally,
yes.
Good morning. Do you have a question for the Assemblyman?
Yes, I do. I have a question about the water that you wanted to talk about. My question is Shasta County has entered into the integrated regional water management plan with five other counties, and I was wondering if there is anything he can do as our senator to stop the implementation of this regional plan.
Well, that's much more a local issue. Let me just talk, though, a broader issue. Regionalization is something that I have historically and currently continue to resist. We have already got too big a government at every level. And the more you regionalize it, the more you diminish the local voice. To me, that's a real problem. We do have regional problems that can be solved through all the existing means and mechanisms. We don't need to have more piled on top of it.
Thank you.
All right, Sally, thank you. Okay, Veterans Home, Jim.
It's still a hostage.
Okay, no move on that then.
It's still a hostage, and I guarantee you if the tax increases go down, then there will be the threats. No, well, we don't have the money, so we can't do the veterans homes. Folks, there is enough money in government to open those veterans homes. You know, $54 or $57 million was found in this one little pot. Well, it's an overtaxation pot, if you will, but in the Department of Parks and Recreation. What the treat of the tax increase, you can recall, is a real in-depth review. And what I suggest legislators put in a lot fewer bills and be required to put in fewer bills and spend most of the time in Sacramento and on the budget and on oversight of the agencies. We establish our priorities. Public safety and education should be the highest, and there should be no reason in the world enough money to open those homes is not available within government.
No, there's room. It's just Brown and the Democrats have chosen not to do it. I mean, that's the bottom line. They've chosen not to do it.
On this show, they've broken agreements with me 2 years in a row.
Well, they looked us in the eye and said it was going to happen and changed their mind in the darkness of the night when they didn't have to look at us. Okay.
That's right.
Hey, we've got a caller in here for a question for you. Daniel, good morning. You have a question for the Assemblyman.
Yes, I do. Good morning. I was listening to some of the comments about the gasoline situation we have here, and I think it's kind of interesting that the summer blend, basically what they do is they just take the butane out of the gasoline so it won't evaporate as fast in the summer. And since we already have all that evaporation control things put on all the delivery systems, it really makes no sense to continue that, does it?
Well, as I say, if it has an impact, I would argue that it's a minimal impact, on the air, and certainly advancing this by 3 weeks or so is not going to have significant impact, an enduring impact, on the prices of gas. That is not the problem that's driven up the gas prices.
Okay.
I think I agree with it, but I think it's just got more to a point where it's a control issue between bureaucrats more than it is a concern on the environment, that type of thing.
Well, let me be honest with you. I agree with you on that point. The bureaucracy is out of control. The biggest problem in California is the release of all these inmates and parolees, and we've got to address that as we've now talked about. But systemically, the biggest problem is the growth of the fourth branch of government, and that is the bureaucracy that are controlling our lives in an oppressive and capricious and arrogant way. That bureaucracy needs to be curtailed and humbled, downsized and controlled by the responsible parties, your elected representatives, your accountable representatives, and including your elected governor.
Okay. We've got less than a minute left.
Thank you, sir.
That sounds like a good way to end this. Jim, we appreciate the phone call in. Where are you going to be at? I know you're always...
Well, just traveling up and down the great, wonderful Sacramento Valley, and it is a blessed and wonderful place to be. I'm enjoying the fall so very much. It's the harvest time of year, the best time of year it is. We'll be rolling into Thanksgiving, and let's hope we have a lot to be thankful for in these challenging times. Let's make sure everybody gets out and votes so you can be architects of your destiny. That's coming up pretty quickly, and the good news is Your votes do, ladies and gentlemen, make a big difference.
They do. All right. Thanks a lot. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. When we come back, we have Ms. Isaac Lowe, who's going to be talking to us about the NAACP and relations in the North State. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. She claims she's being discriminated against because she's white. And this hour, the Texas woman's case goes before the Supreme Court. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz, live at the White House.
The she of whom you speak is Abigail Fisher, denied entry to the University of Texas, she says, because of racial preferences. In 2003, the court did allow limited use of race in admissions, but now it's deciding if that's still appropriate. The Reverend Jesse Jackson thinks so, saying it protects minorities and is only one of several considerations.
The policy considers grades, gender, legacy, ability to pay, it's a whole range of matters.
Opponents say it's unfair to white students and can hurt the African Americans and Hispanics it's intended to benefit. Dave?
Like fearing the Syrian civil war could spill over into Jordan like it has Turkey, the U.S. is sending troops to Jordan to also help with deal with an influx of refugees. What went wrong in Libya? The House getting ready to hold a hearing into last month's deadly terror attack. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live on Capitol Hill.
It's the House Oversight Committee holding this hearing, chaired by California Republican Daryl Issa.
In general, we start, as we did here, with a whistleblower, and then we work up, down, and sideways to get to the truth.
The whistleblowers being a veteran Green Beret who was part of the Libyan embassy security detail this year and a top State Department security man. Both say they pleaded with state for more security resources in Libya or to just keep what they had. And Dave, both say those pleas were rejected.
Rich, will pay more to heat our homes this winter. That's what the Energy Department predicts. 20% more if you use heating oil, which is at record prices. An NFL All-Pro turned TV star has died. Alex Karras was 77. He was fierce on defense, but you might remember him better from Webster.
Darling, I am not a child. I'm an ex-football player. I welcome pain.
Karras died at home in L.A. He had suffered kidney failure and from dementia, and is among the 3,000-plus former players suing the NFL over head injuries. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
He was flying from Japan to Boston, but he never got there. A man now in custody in Los Angeles being questioned over his very unusual luggage. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
28-year-old Yang Dehuang Harris was arrested Friday during a stopover at Los Angeles International Airport while wearing a bulletproof vest and flame-retardant pants. He reportedly had a suitcase packed with weapons, including leg irons, a smoke grenade, a gas mask, and a biohazard suit. He was en route to Japan when he was arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, according to a U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity. He's being charged with one count of transporting hazardous materials. Dave?
Courtney, it's now 12 people confirmed dead in a meningitis outbreak linked to a tainted steroid shot given for back pain. George Kerry's wife is among them.
America has a strong belief in their medical system and in their political system. Perhaps the message is, wake up, America.
More than 100 others got sick in 10 states. Mixed signal for the job market. The Labor Department says the number of openings dropped by 32 per thousand in August, and July's openings were revised lower, but employers hired more people in August, the most since May. How fast is fast food? Depends where you eat.
Nobody's faster than Wendy's. They have the speediest drive-through. It takes 129 seconds to get your order. 40 seconds less on average than anybody else, 20 seconds quicker than its nearest rival. In fact, this year, Wendy's was able to shave 16 seconds off its time last year. McDonald's was a slowpoke, according to QSR Magazine, 188 seconds. Bringing up the rear dead last is Burger King, 201 seconds. While Wendy's is the winner, their winning time is not the all-time best. The industry record for a drive-thru, 116 seconds. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, some more selling on top of yesterday's decline. The Dow down 47. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Dubai. Linda's on assignment this morning, 8:05 in the morning on October the 10th. 58 degrees out there. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
We are looking for partly cloudy skies today. The high will be in the neighborhood of about 85 degrees. Overnight low under great sleeping weather, it's going to be 52. And tomorrow's high also around 85, mostly sunny. Currently it is 58 degrees, and we've got cloudy conditions here in Redding. The weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, head on out there. Tomorrow night's pizza night. Friday and Saturday is music. But always the food is just outstanding, and the service, great. Ambiance, perfect out there at Anselmo Vineyards. We've got a lot of things we're doing today. We're going to be, after we talk to Wells Fargo and Chris Lasondak, after we finish with them, and then we're going to take a quick break, of course. And then we're going to be giving away some few things also here. In fact, right after we talk to Chris, I'm going to give away something because Big Bike Weekend is coming this weekend. So what do I have here? You know what? I have a coffee cup. That's Redding Harley Davidson. Great coffee cup. Yeah, I'm going to give that away as soon as we finish talking to Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 47 points at 13,426. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1439, while the NASDAQ Composite down just over 1 point at 3,063. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 159 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $7.23 at $6.43.03. Microsoft down 7 cents at $29.20. Intel's down a penny at $21.88. And Google's off $1.28 at $7.42.80. Of local interest, Safeway up 18 cents at $16.43. North Valley Bank also up 16 cents at $14 even. And Home Depot down 50 cents at $60.45. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.74%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil is up 78 cents a barrel at $93.15, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $2.66 an ounce at $17.6099, while silver is up 16 cents an ounce at $34 even. This is Chris Lasondak at the Redding Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. If you want to go down and talk to them, and you should, if you want to find out what's going on Wall Street, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. Now, here's what I said. I'm going to give away a coffee mug. You got Big Bike Weekend coming this weekend. It's going to be big. It's going to be loud. It's going to be motorcycles up and down the streets here. But I'm going to give you your own coffee mug from Redding Harley Davidson. Great mug. Got a great photo on it. Great pictures. For the first person to call, 605-4567, you get your coffee mug right here. I'd like to keep it, except we promised we'd give it away. So 605-4567. Get a coffee mug with the Harley Davidson logo on it.
Wait, let me get my cell phone.
Okay, yeah, it's a nice looking cup. All right, and after we, when we're going to go out and we're going to take a break, and then Ms. Isaac Lowe is with us. And we're going to be talking about Ms. Isaac Lowe. We're also going to be talking the changes she's seen here in the North State and what she's seen in North State, the NAACP, people of color here in the North State, and things that she's seen as a change. She's got lots of notes here. And when she was on before, we didn't really have enough time to get into it. But we have this time that we can talk about that and talk about what's going on. Again, 605-4567 if you want that coffee cup, and if not, it will probably be snagged by everybody here in the studio is looking at it, all right? I mean, they're just looking at it. So, you know, save me the time of trouble of beating up people away from this while we wait. 605-4567. We're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
There's a new car dealership in Shasta County, and it only sells lemons. That dealership has its grand opening on the Shasta College Theater stage, October 11th to the 20th. Don't just get mad. Find out how to get even with that salesman that sold you that lemon. Lemons is a hilarious adult comedy by Kent Broadhurst. For performance times and ticket information, go to shastacollege.edu/theater or get your tickets at the box office before each performance of Lemons.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:14 in the morning, October the 10th, 605-4567. All right. I still have this cup to give away. Don't make me beg. Don't make me give it to Bad Bob. If you want a coffee cup and talk about Big Bike Weekend and Redding Harley Davidson, 605-4567. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, and isn't a good time to start thinking about that? It's getting cold. Is your heater working? When it was hot, and they kept your air conditioners, kept the filters clean and you cool. Well, they're going to keep your filters clean and you warm from Alliance Heating and Air. They're good people, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Any type of model or make, they will service and repair it. Give them a call at 221-2642. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Go to homecomfort.org and check it out, or give them a call at 221-2642. All right. Our guest is Ms. Isaac Lowe. Good morning, Ms. Lowe.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. It's kind of early in the morning.
Well, that's what I say every day. It's early. You know, Ms. Lowe, you were here before and we were talking, and we had a good time. It just wasn't enough time. So we rescheduled this for, to come back in and talk a little bit about who you are again.
Yeah.
And so if people have not met you or know who you are, okay, we get Jim. You have it. You've got the Harley mug. You come down to 1326 Market Street, and it's going to have your name attached to it. I think you'll like it, because Bad Bob is going to now have to take it out of his pack and put it back on the table. All right. Ms. Lowe, okay, if you don't mind, can I tell people how old you are?
Oh, yes, that's fine.
At 91 years old.
Yes, yes.
And I tell you what, you know, you're ready to rock.
I have rocked.
You have rocked. Okay, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How long have you been around Reading in the North State?
Well, I was born September the 15th, 1921, in Texas. And I grew up there. I went to school there. And a friend of mine became ill in California and asked that I come out here. So I came out here in 1945. I've been in California that long, away from my dear Texas.
You miss Texas?
Oh, yes. My whole family lives there.
Do you ever get back to visit?
Oh, yes. I go back every year and see them.
Uh-huh. All right. And what part of Texas was that?
Well, I was born in Warden, Texas, but I lived in Galveston.
Okay. Southern Texas then.
Yes. Really the southern part of the state. And my family's still there. My father bought us a farm when we were little kids. There were nine of us. And he bought us a farm. But he died right away. But we have kept the farm. It's still there today, I'm glad to say.
Wow. Uh-huh. Well, now, there's people that's saying that that the North State should be annexed by Texas.
Oh.
So we could become part of Texas.
I wouldn't suggest that.
Oh, you wouldn't suggest that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then you came to Reading.
Yes.
And what did you do? What have you done since you've been to Reading?
Well, I came and took care of my friend, and I met a friend and married him.
Uh-huh.
I had just been married and divorced, and I got my son out here, Robert. I don't know if you've met him or not.
I've met Robert, a gentleman.
Yeah. Yes. And we stayed. And we've made a good life out here. I like it out here. I've been a leader in the community, but that's okay. That's what I am. I'm there if people need me to help. And I've done a lot of things that I'm proud of.
Okay. Well, you know what? You've been here a long time, and there's not a lot of people of color in the Reading community in the North State. And I think even today it's less than 1%.
Yes.
Is Reading receptive to people of color, in your opinion?
Well,
I mean,
more than most places, I believe. But I think that's because I live here and I want to have a good, a thought about it. But when I came here, it wasn't so. We lived in one little section when I came, except for one family. The whole family lived on one street. One street, house after house, yard after yard. And I took care of my friend there, and I said, I can't live like this. And so when I stayed, we decided to do something about it, and we started working on that. And it's improved a lot. It's not where I would like it to be, but it's getting there.
It's working its way through, huh?
Yes, uh-huh. And it's come a long ways. And black people are really accepted now. And they have gotten jobs and, do other things. But then most everybody did housework or yard work, And they all lived together. When I came, the shock to me was that we turned into this lot, and here was this nice house. And I thought, oh, that's nice, in my mind. I didn't say anything. We went around it to the back one. And then later I was told that the boss used to own the front house and that the back house was where the help lived.
Mm-hmm.
And we were back there, all of us in like two rooms, And so we stayed back there, and we made a go of it.
Now, what year was that?
1945. Uh-huh. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yes. And Reading has improved a lot.
Well, we need to take a break, but let's talk about that, and the improvements that you've seen over the years. in race relations and how Reading has grown to encompass the whole community.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not perfect yet, we know, but it's...
Well, it's pretty good because I live here and I enjoy it. If I didn't, I would leave.
Well, you know, that's a real important thing. No, I mean, that is. If it wasn't good, I'd leave here.
I'd leave. I'd go someplace else because I've spent most of my life here. And the thing that has happened to me is I came to help Freddie because she had a major surgery. And she had a wife, she had a husband, and a mother, and a son. And I stayed here, and you know, the whole family has died and left me. I left my family. Our family was a close-knit family. My father bought a farm, and everybody bought some near around, and we were like one family all these years. And so I came out here, and I accepted. They're all gone, and I'm the only one left.
Well, you're not by yourself because a lot of people really love you.
Yeah, I know, and I've been active in the church, and I'm a leader in my church, and so I have that congregation, uh-huh. And they check on me and pick me up and do things for me, but it's changed a lot. Yeah.
Well, we're going to need to take a break. We'll come back and let's talk about that when we get back. Our guest is Ms. Isaac Lowe. We're talking about race relations and how it's changed in Reading since her first time here in 1945. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a couple other things, too. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass. 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 8:24 in the morning, October the 10th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place to go for coffee in the morning. They will meet or beat tobacco prices anywhere in this town. Super walk-in humidor with sales all the time on the sticks. and the meeting rooms, discounts for veterans. What can I say? Tobacco and Brew has been here in support of our community for over 30 years. Joe and Shelly, great people. Head on down and see what they have as their specials today at Espresso Joe's. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive. I also have two tickets. I might even have four tickets to Shasta College. Great play called Lemons. It's going starting tomorrow and goes through the 13th and the 18th and the 20th. And again on October 14th at 2 p.m. These are free ticket vouchers. You can go to any of those. And I have four tickets if you want them for your family, a family pack. So give us a call, 605-4567. Now, their last one, Legally Blonde, was hilarious. And if you didn't get a chance to see it, you really missed out on something. You really missed out on a great play. So give this one. This one's going to be just as – and, you know, the story behind it is, hey, ever been sold a car you didn't like?
The production levels at Legally Blonde, I was surprised. And I've been involved in Shasta College Theater years ago, but the production levels were just stellar.
Absolutely. And now they're putting this other one on, and it's called Lemons. And you can't go wrong with this. I mean, you know what? You're going out, you're always looking for things to do, and why not go to a great play? So I've got four tickets. I've got a family pack for Shasta College Lemons. Give us a call, 605-4567. Our guest, Ms. Isaac Lowe, who has been in our community since 1945, has been a leader in the African American community. 91 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we don't get into the battle of wits, because Bob and I would lose this one with you. That's for sure. You've headed up, we've been talking about race relations. Now, you headed up the NAACP.
Yes.
Here in Shasta County for a long time.
Yeah.
When was it started?
I organized it a couple of years after I came here. So it was organized in 1950.
Okay. Did you get a lot of pushback on that?
You mean pushback, resentment from
people saying, oh, things like that.
Yeah, of course, a lot of people too, but they went along anyway. Not only just have black members, we had white members too.
Well,
we had to have, and when a company, they would most of the time to first go to the officials, you know, and tell them about it. But we were not going to get the lay of the land, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And then we would be able to go and talk to them about it. And we never had any bad lawsuits or anything, you know, situations. You know, sometimes somebody would get out of line, and once you investigated, you knew what happened is. If they got arrested, they needed to be arrested,
mm-hmm.
you know. And most of the time, if they didn't need to be arrested, well, then, you know, they were let out. But we always went to bat for people like that. And my husband, I had married him, and he was kind of a leader, but not like I was, you know. But
mm-hmm.
he knew everybody, and he knew the people that mattered, you know. Because he was a bootblack, and you know, the bootblack knows everybody. They come by in the morning and get the news, and they tell him what's happening, and then the other one comes by, and I said to him, you're like a mockingbird. You repeat everything people tell you. But he was a part of everything.
Where did he work at?
He worked on Yuba Street at the barbershop down there.
Okay.
I can't remember offhand what it was, but he was there for years and years, and he grew from one stand to three, and so we did a good thing. And he had bought land, you know. At that time, they didn't sell land to black people.
No, they did, really? You couldn't buy land.
You couldn't buy land
in 1950. You couldn't buy land if you were black.
No.
Around here?
Uh huh. No. You could rent and you could, you know, and stuff, but you couldn't buy it.
Couldn't buy houses?
But he had a friend, and the friend said, I have a house in the country my mother lived in,
uh-huh.
and it's just going to pot. If you want to live in it, you can. So he said, well, that's good. My mother wants to come, and I'm living in the hotel with a bunch of guys. I don't want her in there. So he said, well, you have to do some work on the house. So we went out and so he went out and did some work, and then she came, and she was handy because, you know, at that time you had to do everything for yourself.
Right, you know? Yeah.
So she got the house fixed up enough for us to live in it, and we stayed. And I don't know how he got the title to the land, but we own it. We're still there after all these years.
Oh, really, in that same place?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
60-some years.
In that one place.
In that one place.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have to take a break here. So your husband was a bootblack, and he heard everything that was going on. So he was tuned in, judges and lawyers and all those kind of things like that.
And everybody
And you headed up the NAACP, so that was kind of that worked out well. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. We'll be right back. Ms. Isaac Lowe is our guest. Just love having Ms. Lowe on. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The pro football star, then actor, Alex Karras has died. He was 77 and had dementia and kidney failure. Karras played 12 seasons as a defensive lineman with the Detroit Lions and played the dad on the 80s sitcom Webster with his real-life wife, Susan.
Darling, I am not a child. I'm an ex-football player. I welcome pain.
His best-known movie role, Punching a Horse in the comedy Blazing Saddles. Karras was among more than 3,500 former NFL players suing over treatment of head injuries. The Supreme Court's hearing arguments today in an affirmative action case.
Back in 2000, the court allowed limited use of race in university applications. But Abigail Fisher has forced the justices to reconsider the issue. She was denied entry to the University of Texas and says her race, Caucasian, was the deciding factor.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Proven leadership is required now more than ever during these difficult times. Time after time, the people of this community that we call Reading have shown that by working together, we can solve our problems and meet all challenges. I'm Dick Dickerson. For the past 8 years, I have helped guide the city using leadership developed over more than 50 years of military, law enforcement, and elected office experience. There has been some recent positive news with revenue increases and an A rating from Standard & Poor's. However, as you know, more tough times lie ahead. We have many more problems to solve together. I believe that my experienced, proven leadership is needed now more than ever. That is why I am asking for your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Get great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. It's man's last stronghold. And if you want to get a great haircut, you go there. They shave around your neck, shave around your ears. Well, I mean, you know, it's like the old days. You know, when you get those, you know, when you get haircuts like that, that's the way it used to be. Anyway, you can get it right down there at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Ms. Isaac Lowe, and we've been talking about, you know, the people of color. She Ms. Lowe came to Reading in 1945, mm-hmm. and around 1950 began the NAACP here. Her husband was a bootblack who was tuned into everybody, so that
That's
always
right.
helps.
Mm-hmm.
And back in those days, she said, you know, blacks cannot buy land, but somehow y'all managed to acquire the house mm-hmm. 60 years ago that you still mm-hmm. live in today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Voting issues. We talked a little bit about that during the break. Was voting a problem, being able to vote a problem back in the early 50s?
Yes, you had to be signed up to vote. And if you weren't signed up, you couldn't vote. So that was their way of, you know, telling you you couldn't do without a confederacy, see? And most of the people didn't know you had to sign up before you went.
Right.
And so that was our job to get people signed up. We had meetings here at the church in different places.
To register people to vote.
To register them to vote. And you had to have a certain, you know, you couldn't have certain records, you know, well, you've been in jail or something
Felony. Yeah, if you've been in a felony, you're supposed to not be able
mm-hmm.
to vote. Okay.
But we got people signed up, and then we'd have to be sure they went to vote. You know, sometimes we had someone that would just go drive them, go pick them up and take them, because they wouldn't go on their own because they'd been denied so many times and they didn't want to be denied again. You know, in some instances, people had actually been struck, you know, to get away from here, you know, and kind of thing. And people didn't want to be, you know, done that way, but it wasn't anything they could do about it.
Yeah, they didn't
want
to be abused. You said there used to be at one point, you said there was like guards at the polling places that were, wouldn't say anything, but they're intimidating.
Yeah. And so when we got NAACP, they would come forward and tell us these kind of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people come, and they would come in to meet us to get, as they said, the lay of the land to see what was happening, so we could help them avoid certain situations, say, don't go here or don't go there, be courteous. You know, a lot of times you'd be walking on the street and they won't torch you walking and they just push you off of the street, you know. And a lot of people wouldn't take this, you know, would be, you know, an incident there. And then you know who would get the worst of it. So we'd always encourage you, doesn't take you a minute to step out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way we kind of didn't train people, but we talked to them enough and told them, we're here, we'll do what we can. And we had some attorneys that worked with us. We could go and get information from them. If they were accused of something they did not do, we could get an attorney to represent them in court, you know. And most of the time they would have to pay a fine. They never got off free. If they were arrested, they paid a fine. But even whether they were guilty or not, but we felt relieved because they didn't have to go to jail for a long time or go to prison, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we lived in our section of town and they lived in theirs. Sometimes on the weekend, the carload of them would come through laughing and noisy, you know, driving through, just looking for trouble, you know. And we tell people, no, don't make your cowardly to do it. Just don't go out and you know, where they are. Just let them go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As long as they're in the street and not breaking into your house, you know, let them go. So we had regular meetings, and we talked to people. And then always when they got in trouble, they'd always come and say, what am I supposed to do?
Was there ever an instance where there was big racial problems here where people would, I mean, where there was violence and all that?
Yeah, there were a few of them, but we were able to work with the people and be on top of it and with the officials, you know, and, mm-hmm. And unless it was somebody that was constantly, we had a couple of guys that used to get drunk every weekend. They'd work all week, but that weekend they'd be drunk all weekend. And sometimes they'd get a little unruly. And even the policemen knew about them. Uh-huh. And they would drive through and they would, you know, and they would kind of calm down. If they had to pick them up, they said, let them sleep it off in jail. And we just let them stay there. Mm-hmm. But people say they were abusive, but I don't think they were. The people never told us they were being abused, you know, okay. when they went to jail.
All right. Well, that's, you know, that's interesting mm-hmm. to hear. All right. We're going to take a break. Our guest, Ms. Isaac Lowe, we're talking about race relations back in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk, you know, here in the next couple of segments about changes she's seen, you know, since then. The fact that there's been a lot of changes perhaps in America. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about that. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment. It is 8:44 in the morning on October the 10th. It's 58 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, Bob. Absolutely beautiful, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Looking for a high around 85 degrees. Overnight low around 52. And right now in Reading, closing in on the 60-degree mark under partly cloudy skies. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night's pizza. Tomorrow night, pizza night. And it's great pizza. Handmade, hand-thrown. In a clay oven, firewood, wood-fired. And then, of course, music on Friday and Saturday night. 474-5546 is the number out there. our guest, Ms. Isaac Lowe, and she's talking about, we're talking about race relations and how things have changed and have changed in the city of Reading and the North State. Ms. Lowe came here in 1945, found her husband here, her true love, and married. And she began the NAACP here in Reading in the North State in about 1950. Her husband, being a bootblack, knew everybody in town, down there by the courthouses, in fact. Yeah, and everybody knew him. What I'm getting from this is that while there were problems, there were not horrible problems that you've read about in other parts of the country. There was problems about people were not being registered to vote, so you took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
You started to have lawyers that were starting to help with mm-hmm. you. If there was a problem, you could go down and talk to officials, and officials actually listened. In most cases, and as time went on, and the blacks were just put into one section of town, couldn't buy property. Mm-hmm. And then over the time, of course, this has changed as new laws have come into town. One of the things you said was you had to teach your kids to get along, because if your kid got into a fight with a white kid and there was some damage caused, I'm not talking about ears being ripped off, but then the families would get into it, and then this could cause problems for your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's changed, I think, somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now here we are. Years later, it's like 50 years later. Well, it's more than that. It's like 60 years later. What do you see here in Reading now? Do you see Reading as a place that welcomes everybody?
Yes, and that's why I've stayed here. I have property in Texas I've had all my life, and I wouldn't go back. I would go back there if something happened. My family needed me.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it here. This is my hometown now. My husband made the town and helped me work so hard to get to town where we were. Our children were happy. They could go to school. They could go, we could enjoy whatever we wanted to. And it's just been home to us. That's the way we wanted it, and that's the way it is. I like Reading. It's a small town, but it's getting bigger now. But, at one time it was pretty small, and we knew everybody, and everybody knew us. So, and my husband used to work for the Elks Club and that. And that's how I got to know most of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
He would go and work for them, And one time I was talking to him, and one of the women came up, and she said, "Where did you come from?" And I said, "Well, I'm married to him." And she said, "Well, why don't you come on the night that the men have their big affair, and you can check coats and hats and stuff, and when the people come in?" And I said, "Would that be okay?" And she said, "Yeah." So I started doing that, and I met women, and that's how I met the Padells.
Uh-huh.
She said, "I would like to have you come and work for me." And so I said, okay. Then what she did, other people wanted me to work for them, too, because I would go and we'd prepare the dinner, and I would serve it, and she could stay at her table all the time, and I could serve the meals and remove the plates, and put the new ones. And I would... That's the way. I'd never worked at that position before, but with her help, I was really good at it. And so she would schedule me with her friends. They wouldn't have parties on the same night.
Right.
And so I made a good income that
good
way.
Good living off that.
Yeah, and people got to know me. Yeah, really did. And it, so I liked it because I was treated like a human being, and that's something.
Well, you know what? I've lived here. Linda and I have lived here for, I guess, going on 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know is that when your name has always been, I've known your name all the time, and I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
Except if people were talking about something that Ms.
Isaac
Lowe.
Some did or something.
Uh-huh. Ms. Isaac Lowe. Uh-huh. Ms. Isaac. And so once we got the station, and you've been on, this is the second time, at least the second time. It may have been a third time, too, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I can't remember back. I know you can, but I can't remember back that far. And the fact is that you tell me things, and I hope that people are listening. when they hear this, that they hear this as moving forward.
Yes, yes.
And moving forward as Americans here is that we can work together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're civil and that if you can able to communicate with each other, you can solve a lot of problems.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And because where we live, there were no blacks living in the area we lived in. But we were given the opportunity to live in a house that was not being used. And he didn't sell it to us. I don't know how we ever accumulated the land. I'm not getting into that, not at this day and age. But we finally owned it. And we have since built our own home there. And we have a house there for one of our sons. And so it's kind of like our property now, you know.
Well, it is your property.
Huh?
It is your property, obviously. It's
yes,
gotta be.
Yes. Yeah, we've been there for 40-some years, you know, so it's ours. And we have a nice house. The guy built the house for us, and we paid for it, you know, just like anybody else. And that, to me, was the way it should have been.
Well, it should be like that.
And I was working, and my husband was working, so we did have the finances to do it. We always took care of that because we didn't want to lose that we owned, you know. So
nobody does.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And our neighbors were, it started out in a poor area. The neighbors didn't have any more than we had, really, you know.
Uh-huh.
And some of them came and some of them didn't visit us. But then in the neighborhood we were in, if they have a problem, they come to me, you know, and talk with me or check with me or let me know what's happening. I always know.
Okay, we're going to need to take a break here. Our guest is Ms. Isaac Lowe, and we're so happy you've come to visit us here, Ms. Lowe. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back for our last segment. Carl and the Bot, miss a day, miss a lot here on KCNR 1460.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappelle, candidate for supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappelle, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Well, I walk back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, Big Bike Weekend is coming this weekend. That's right. It starts Friday morning, so you're going to be there. And things are, being set up on Thursday night. Well, look, it's not too late. Okay, it's Wednesday. But you can still buy that motorcycle. You can get that Harley Davidson. Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Now, they're going to be out there. They're going to have a lot of stuff. We gave away that cup already today. We've got other stuff we're going to give away tomorrow. Go down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Get that new shirt. Get that stuff you're going to need for Big Bike Weekend and come down and visit them during the Big Bike Weekend. Just remember, Red and Harley Davidson is family owned. Our second generation, Ernie and Jessica, are doing day to day work there, but they have got everything you could possibly want for riding your Harley, including the best service department around. Take care of that bike. 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Call them at 241-7117. Remember, to experience the ride and live the dream, you need to head on down to Redding Harley Davidson. Yeah. Have you ever ridden a motorcycle, Ms. Lowe?
Only behind someone.
There you go. Did you like that?
Not really. Every time he turned, and we'd lean, I thought, I got to go the other way because it'll fall off.
And when people do that, that makes those turns a lot harder.
Yeah,
trust me there. Okay.
So that's not one of my things.
It's a good thing it's one of my wife's things. Linda loves it. Ms. Isaac Lowe, of course, is our guest. We got a call from Barbara Harrison, and to remind us that Ms. Lowe was Citizen of the Year here.
Yes,
I don't know what year that was, but it was...
I can't even remember.
I covered the story, and I don't remember.
Okay, Bad Bob doesn't remember either, but your comment was beautiful.
Yes.
You went in front of these people for 5 years, making their lives miserable.
Uh-huh.
And then they turned around and made you Citizen of the Year.
Yes. See, that's how people are. Sometimes you think they're not good, or they're working against you. And then something like this happened, and you got no defenses at all. I just couldn't believe it. I thought, and then I went to the inauguration of the first black president.
Yes, you did.
That was something,
I think, too. The people of Reading pulled together to make sure you got there.
Yeah, got me tickets, and... So the gal that found out I was coming, she said, I'm going to get you a seat. So they gave us seats in Section 11, which was pretty good when you think of those hundreds and thousands of people there. And so we got there, and something happened. I don't know what, but anyhow, we got moved up to 5.
Wow.
Oh, they didn't get the wheelchair section done.
Okay.
So we got moved. And I was sitting there looking up at him, like at his feet, looking at him. And I just couldn't believe it. It was just wonderful.
What a moment.
What a moment.
What an absolute moment, I'm sure, for you.
I said, if I don't make it through tomorrow, I've had today.
That's wonderful that you're able to do that. Okay. Ms. Lowe, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay.
We always enjoy you coming in.
Okay,
thank you. And you know what? You're a history lesson, a good history lesson for us here in how things are supposed to work and how things can work when people care and people are civil and communicate with each other. And, you've got to be one of the heroes of Reading. And if you're not out there in that little star someplace, I don't even know if they have that, but you're one of our heroes.
Yeah.
So thank you
so much. Well, and people treat me. They know who I am, and I get special treatment,
Well, you should get special treatment. You're 91 years old. You ought to get special treatment.
Yeah.
I give Bad Bob special treatment. I hit him a lot. So thank you so much for being here with us. And you know what? See, tomorrow we're going to have Gary Cadd running for city councilman is going to be here. And I think we got a couple other little surprises. I think Aaron and Elizabeth are going to be hosting the show because – I have a wedding to go to.
Oh,
that's right. I have a wedding to go to, but don't worry, we'll survive that wedding. and Bad Bob, we've got a few seconds. What did you pick up on today? I mean, this is a very interesting conversation.
You know, my take at being a Reading native and all is that there are times when this town just utterly drives me nuts, and other times I'm extremely proud to call Reading my home. That's what I'm taking
away. I think
away.
This is one of those times that I'm really proud to call Reading my home. And Ms. Lowe, thank you. Thank you for sharing with us so
thank
much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to be tomorrow again, like I said, the candidate Gary Cadd. We've got, I think Doug Emhoff is rolling in early next week. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. From driving
me down. News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A new security reality. That's what the deadly consulate attack in Libya may signal, according to one official's prepared remarks for the first congressional hearing on the attack, which begins this hour. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, the House Oversight Committee is going to be looking into actions before last month's attack, but panel chairman, California Republican Daryl Issa, also wants to know about why, after the fact, U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice continued to blame the attack on a demonstration inspired by an anti-Muslim video.
Why in the world would an ambassador make a statement that was not supported even a few hours after the attack?
But in a new statement, the State Department now says it never concluded the attack in Benghazi was just a protest that got out of hand. Lisa?
Rich, thanks. Moments ago in Ohio.
I will not raise taxes on small business. I'll not raise taxes on business. I'll not raise taxes on middle-income people. I won't raise taxes at all.